About 200 farmers, veterans and rookies alike, gathered in Freeport to learn more about the realities of growing industrial hemp. They shuddered at horror stories about Wisconsin farmers who were forced to destroy their entire hemp crop last year because THC levels were too high.
Would crop insurance cover that?
That skeptical crowd response indicates, no, crop insurance probably would not cover that. But it's a legitimate question because last year's farm bill made hemp eligible for federal crop insurance for disasters like drought and wildfire. But backing up, THC, the chemical that doomed those Wisconsin plants, it's the psychoactive compound in cannabis that makes all the difference between an illegal drug and a respectable crop. The cannabis cousins, hemp and marijuana, are rich in compounds called cannabinoids. THC and CBD are two of these. THC will get you high. CBD will not. Hemp has very low levels of THC, so it's useless as a psychoactive. But it's great for other uses like fiber for rope and cloth and seeds for oil or eating. And soon it's going to be legal for Illinois farmers to grow hemp again, for the first time in a generation or two or three. But it's not going to be easy. That's why the University of Illinois Extension stepped in to host an industrial hemp production workshop at Highland Community College in Freeport. Liz Ruppel is with the Illinois Stewardship Alliance, an organization that supports local farmers and the environment. Her group is a big proponent of the return of industrial hemp.
It's going to help our farmers stay on the land, have a new cash crop because corn and bean prices have been so low, and it's going to benefit our environment.
Philip Alberti is Extension's commercial agriculture educator for Stevenson, Winnebago, and Joe Davis counties. He says interest is huge among farmers. Crop prices have been low and markets uncertain. They've heard big things about hemp as a moneymaker. Alberti says while the future of hemp is exciting, proceed with caution.
Because it is so new, it's going to take patience and making sure that we're doing the research, and we really encourage farmers to make sure that if they decide to give this crop a shot, that they have a market for it at the end of the season. Just be very conservative if that is the case. But again, we can't stress it enough that expectations should be tempered for large-scale production in Illinois in 2019.
Another reason to stay calm? You can't push the process, but you can be ready for it. The Illinois Department of Agriculture released its proposed rules for growing hemp back in December. There was a public comment period. Now it's in a 45-day review period that also includes a hearing by the legislature's Joint Committee on Administrative Rules, or JCAR. Liz Ruppel is confident there will still be time for farmers to plant hemp this season.
We know that the Department of Agriculture has put in a lot of work. They've taken our public comments into consideration to ensure that we have less restrictive rules that are more fair and inclusive for farmers at large and small scales. So it all is just going to boil down to if JCAR passes those rules, and then we'll see applications hopefully opening up sometime in April. We could maybe see that being April 16th or soon after.
So what's in the proposed rules? Specifics could change, but it looks like anyone who wants to grow hemp would have to get a license from the state, plus another license if they want to become a processor. Hemp could be grown indoors or out. Anyone with a felony or drug-related misdemeanor within the past 5 years can't get a license. And growing operations would be inspected at least once a year and fined $10,000 if their THC levels are too high. The rules are similar to Wisconsin's. They're moving into the second year of a hemp farming pilot program. Philip Alberti says there are practical lessons to be learned from Wisconsin's program.
The biggest thing I can say about this is finding a good source of certified seed and also where to go with the crop once you've grown it. That has been a huge concern and a problem in Wisconsin, even though they've had a year ahead of us. A lot of the producers have had issues with where to go with it once they grew it.
I'm tired of growing $8.50 soybeans.
Nancy Branneman lives in Iowa, but her family farm is in LaSalle County. She says she didn't know much about hemp before the Extension's workshop, but she learned. She says she didn't know the three different directions a hemp farmer could go, growing it for grain, for fiber, and the most lucrative hemp product, CBD oil. And Branneman has another idea she'd like to explore.
Is there potential for producing the large bales of hemp fiber for ethanol production or biofuel production. And I want to study the economics of that a little bit.
Brandeman says the biggest challenge for growers may be building a market, a network of processors to work with to get actual products to the people. She sees it as an opportunity for farmer cooperatives. U of I Extension educator Philip Alberti is on the same page.
It's going to take farmers doing what they've always done in the Midwest, and that's working together and solving problems. Farming's not easy because if it was, everyone would be a farmer, and it's difficult work, and they work together well. They share information, they share the research, and that's the only way that this is really going to be an effective crop across the state. And I can't stress enough how much research is going to have to go into this.
Liz Ruppel of the Illinois Stewardship Alliance agrees. She says what the industry will need to survive is its own processing, which in turn will keep the profits here in Illinois. She says farmer-led cooperatives will make family farms stronger. The burgeoning industry is a little like the hemp plant itself.
It's not like our corn and beans where we can leave them and just put some nutrients on and just leave them for the year and then go harvest them. This is something that we need to pay attention to, and we need to mother a little bit just to make sure it's going to grow. So I would say start small. You can do it.
So after decades of waiting for the return of a much-hyped super crop, growers in waiting are just going to have to wait a little longer before they can apply for their hemp licenses. Now it's time to finalize that research. Do they want to grow hemp strains for food, fiber, or CBD oil? How many acres? Where will they buy their seed? How much can they afford to gamble? There's a growing number of groups they can turn to for advice now, too. That includes U of I Extension, the Illinois Hemp Growers Association, the Illinois Stewardship Alliance, and the Illinois Farmers Union. I'm Susan Stevens.